Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aha. Amanya ne dovozi.
I'm by name and voice.
Ndio mtume Ronald Hope Witness.
I am Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Pamoja na msomba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No msomi wa Bible.
And our Bible reader teacher Isaac.
Tubagara nnyo mwena.
We love you all.
Muli nyaliya mukama wa Yesu
Kristo. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
Based in this ministry.
Omulembo mpya.
The new generation.
Ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjute.
With the full knowledge of God.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And His glory.
Okwongera okutuusaako okuyitibwa kwa Katonda.
Move on, reach on you the call of God.
Kugwange lya Uganda.
On the nation of Uganda.
Nga bwe kwalambikwa mu bunnabbi.
As it was marked in the prophecies.
Obwafuluma mbiro bino ebya AD.
Those released in the AD.
Yesu yabazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Much.
Now we are going to be moving on.
No, kuitibwa kwa Katonda kugwange lya Uganda.
It's the call of God on the nation Uganda. As it was marked in the prophecy. Those released in the AD.
Eranga tunulide nnyo okolisibwa kwava mu gwange lya Australia.
Look much with the Australian vision
kugwange lya Uganda.
On the nation of Uganda.
Mutunokola yo point nya.
We single out 4 points.
Ezimbo okolisibwa
which build up that vision.
Kubera na gwano kugwanga lya feri ya Uganda.
To be a giant over the nation of Uganda.
Point
and the second point. Say the man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth. Facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Has to be like Prophet Elijah.
Moses.
As the heir to the throne of David.
After
we saw many reasons why that man is to be like Prophet Elijah
and
the Prophet Moses. We moved on to the general reason and we saw our general reason why that man is to be the prophet Elijah and the prophet Moses.
We
gave us prophet Elijah. Moved us into the double portion
of
anointing of the Holy Spirit in its fullness. Closing God's final work on planet Earth, based in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
So,
now, as we move on, in our heading we are on these days, and we see the way anointing of double portion
of
the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
They
are the seven spirits of God. And they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We still move on with that heading. And we see the way. Anointing of the Holy Spirit in the fullness. The anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in the fullness. They are the seven spirits of God. And they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is.
To
say we take off the seven seals of the seven spirits of God from the word of God. To cause you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. They are the seven spirits of God and they have been doubled
and
because you be filled light of the word of God and to be filled with the knowledge of God together with His glory.
So,
even though we have to see all the seven spirits which make fullness of the Holy Spirit, how they work as the word of God is
double portion.
In double portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
we began by seeing the Spirit of the Lord. The way the Spirit of the Lord works in double portion as the word of God is. But because it involves double portion, we first got out saw the single portion. Then we saw how the Spirit of the Lord works in the single portion as the word of God is. And in there we saw 5 points under the single portion of the Spirit of the Lord.
So we talk about Katonda Chitafe.
Now when we saw God the Father, the way He began with God the Word, together with God the Spirit.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So
their image and their likeness on their thrones. We are meant to get explained where they began from. That above the heaven, which took us in double portion. See what's above the heaven.
So
now we began to see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in the double portion. As the word of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
much and we got a very good introduction, which based in Revelation 8 in the verse 1 and 2 we took off the seventh seal of the Spirit of the Lord.
We
saw secrets involved in the silencing. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much now when we moved on to know that above the heavens where there is the beginning and the end, and that is God the Father, and the way he began with God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, together with God the Spirit, whom we know as Spirit of the Lord, above the heaven. Praise Jesus much. Now the next point, and we looked to above the heavens,
and
the beginning and the end. How does it look like? And what is up there? Because that is God the Father.
It
began with God the Word and the Holy Spirit. Now we saw the new heavens and the new earth above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we went up that, we saw beyond above the heavens at the everlasting, and that is God the Father.
We
began with God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, together with God the Spirit, whom we know as Spirit of the Lord. Where we saw beyond above the heavens at the everlasting, and it's God the Father. We began with God the Word and the Holy Spirit. Our last point,
and
we too were there in above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The way we were above the heavens before heavens and the earth were created.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we began that point, but in ending we said we want to see the way we are there with all creations in heavens and earth, the way we are above the heavens with all creations in heavens and earth, and we are called the sons of God, the children of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The way mankind
and
all creations in heavens and the earth, we are above the heavens, and we are called children of God, and we are called gods. After we shall know the way we came into appearing. How did we come to appear after the appearing of God in the above the heavens?
So
one of the reasons we see next,
then
we see the reason why it forced creation of heavens and earth to put us there. Those are some of the points we shall see next. But today we want to see we mankind, together with all creation in heaven and earth, how we are above the heavens, and we are called children of God, and we are called gods. According to Psalms 90 we've begun, Psalms 90 verse 1 and 2, it speaks like this. Psalms 90 from verses 1.
Mukama, gwali kifo kyaffe eky'okutuulamu mu mirembe gyonna. Olwokubiri, ensozi nga tezinnazaalibwa era nga tonnabumba nsi n'ebintu.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti Mukama,
that Lord,
gwali kifo kyaffe eky'okutuulamu,
we are our dwelling place,
mu mirembe gyonna,
in all generations,
ensozi nga tezinnaba
before the mountains were brought forth,
era nga
before you created the earth and things in it, we looked to it. We were above the heavens before. Before heavens and the earth,
was
spoken in Genesis 1 and the verse 1 and 2, before they came in place, we were there in him above the heavens.
But
we are not only us, they are human beings. when we speak of human beings, speak of those who live on the earth and we living now, even those who are going to come to the coming back of Jesus. Not only us, we are above the heavens, but all the other creations, those in the heavens and the earth, they were there and above the heavens before heavens and earth were there. We were called the children of God, and we were called gods.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
as you heard in the Psalms 90, in the verse 1 and 2,
that Lord,
our dwelling place in all generations, because the mountains came in place,
before
the earth and things in it, we were there where you are.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But according to Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3 unto 7, this is how we were there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Anointing
of the portion of Spirit of the Lord.
What
takes us see how we were above the heavens. Explains us things which were there. Let's first move on to read. Ephesians 1 from verse 3.
Ephesians
1 from verse 3.
Yebaziwe katonda kitaye wa mukama wa Yesu Kristo. Yatuwa buli mukisa gonna ogwomwo yombifo ebyomuguru mu Kristo olwokuna ngapo yatulondera mu ye ngensite naba kutondebwa fo kubeera abatukuvu abatalina kabi mu maaso ge mu kwagala olwokutaano bwe yatwawula edda okumufuukira abaana ku bwa Yesu Kristo ngapo yasiima olw'okwagala kwe.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ndi yebazibwe.
Praise be the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ.
He
blessed us in the heavenly realms as He chose us long within Him before the earth came in place. We to be children unto Him in the light of the Word. Have no spot, not a wrinkle.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. But
when we were above the heavens, we were called children of God and gods. Being taken from there as the great heaven and earth, put us there for reasons we shall know.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
We are gotten from those glories put in different forms. And we are called human beings. Others called animals. Others insects. Even others birds. Others fish. Others trees. Others stars. Others angels. The cherubims. All living creatures. And 24 elders. But all of us, when we
were
chosen above the heavens where we were before,
for
He chose us within Him before the earth existed.
So
when we look to above the heavens, like Ephesians 4, verse 9 to 12 of telling us that there is above the heavens. We were there and we
were
all children of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ, when he passes his voice through prophet David, whom we call King David, he spoke and say, I spoke that you are children of the Most High. Right from above the heaven, when we were there and we have gotten from Christ Jesus, that will be our next point. The way creations manifested in above the heavens,
we are
gotten from the Christ, the Word of God. But when we manifested, all of us, including all creation in heaven and earth, He said, He told us all that we are children of God, and it did not differentiate us. Let's read Psalms 82 and the verse 6.
Zaburi esula ya chinana mubiri olunyiriri olwokutaano.
Psalms 82 from verse 5.
Tebamanya so tebategeera. Batambula-tambula mu kizikiza. Emisingi gyonna egy'ensi gisagaasagana. Olw'omukaaga. Na yogera nti muri ba Katonda. Era mwenna muri bana boyo ali wa gure nnyo.
Olide kyabeerawo.
You hear what happened?
Agamba nti tulina kitu kyetumanyi.
He said we know nothing.
Kubanga tetutegeera.
Understand how things were.
Era nga tutambuye mu kizikizi eky'obutamanyi.
Moving the darkness of ignorance. Foundations of the world, they are all
being,
out of course because of that.
Nagamba kubanga nayogera nti.
See, because I say I spoke that you are gods. And that all of you, you are children of the Most High. He spoke to all. He hadn't understand who and who were included. But
you
are moving on to get to understand that. As the word of God is,
they
have a portion of spirit of the Lord. Explains we as mankind.
And
all creations in heaven and earth. All of us were above the heavens.
And
we are called children of God. And we are called gods. Because God birthless gods.
He
has not gone in the act of sinning.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
to hear that there are gods. Those they call gods. That glory is not worthy for them. Whoever is not born of God is not a god. Is it not that? Not demon worthy to be called God.
Not God.
Even at all. Because you must be a child of God. And then you become God.
We speak
of God, small g.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But the word spoken here, he said, all know nothing. Even though all were above the heavens, all were called children of God, and all they are gods. But they know nothing.
Let
them repeat that verse we hear.
Zaburi esula chinana mobili.
Psalms 82 verse 5.
Tebamanya so tebategeera. Batambula mu kizikiza. Emisingi gyonna egyensi gisagasagana.
Tebamanyi.
They don't know.
Niwankubadde okutegeera.
Neither to understand.
Kubanga batambulira mu kizikiza eky'obutamanya.
The darkness of ignorance.
Nabo tebamanyi gye bava era
bali. They came from and what they were.
The
foundations of the world move when they are being moved. Let's say the foundations of the world. Don't say the earth is shaking.
Foundations
of the world by which we all created as people.
As
brought on this world, we came from above the heavens as children of God.
But
the foundation of being children of God is being fought. Our brethren who show God has no children.
And
the foundation is fought. Satan fights much, we say we are children of God.
Who
takes away all qualities which make us children of God. Mostly be led by the Spirit of God.
And
we begin to lead ourselves.
Things
perverting from track of God.
And
we move in that ignorance.
When
I spoke in Psalms 82, verse 5 and 6, Christ spoke, we are children of the Most High.
Someone
say, Apostle, go away. That Psalms, when was Jesus speaking again? I've spoken like this.
Our Lord,
Jesus Christ, the Word of God, when he was in the mouth of King David, in the mouth of Prophet David, whom we know as King David, spoke, said, be children of the Most High. Now let's finish that verse.
Zaburi ya chinana mobili nolinyoro mukaga.
Psalms 82 verse 6.
Na yo gira nti muri ba Katonda. Era mwena muri bana boyo ali wa gure nnyo.
He's the one who spoke. After manifesting as we shall see,
as
all creations are manifesting above the heavens gotten from Christ,
becomes
the true vine, we too are branches. Because the one who had begotten us and he showed us our Father,
N'agamba kitamwe wuyo.
And he said, your father is there. That's why you see in Matthew 10, Jesus on the world is saying, if reject him, he will not introduce us to the Father.
Because
the one was introduced us there above the heavens. Have you read that Matthew? Matthew 10.
When
he says if you reject him, that if you reject him, if you deny him,
you
deny us before the Father.
Matthew
10 and the verse 32.
Kale buli muntu yenna alinja tulia maso g'abantu. Nange ndi mwatu ya maso ga kitange ali mu ggulu.
If you
confess him,
that
Jesus is Lord,
naye kanyine ajja kukuanjura.
He too will introduce you unto the Father. Now the Psalms we've read, 82:6, that I spoke that you are God
and
the children of the Most High,
maybe
we shall understand it was the voice of Christ, connected with Matthew 10,
32:33.
Let's repeat as we hear.
Matthew 10:32. Kale buli muntu yenna alinja tulira maso g'abantu. Nange ndi mwatulira maso ga kitange ali mu ggulu. 3:3. Naye yenna alinneeganira maso g'abantu. Nange ndi mweganira maso ga kitange ali mu ggulu.
Owulidde engeri bwe ziri.
You've heard how the way is.
Wokiriza Yesu.
If you believe Jesus,
naye akwanjula eri kitaawo.
He too introduce you to the Father.
Agamba oyo mwana
wo. Say that is your child.
Omwegana.
If you deny him,
you
see, you're a child of God, forget that.
But
when we are above the heavens, we are children of God. And we are God.
But
since sin God created heaven and earth, God divided us. And he put in us human beings, the animals, the insects, the birds, the fish, the trees, the plants, the stars, both the sun and the moon, the angels. All when we were there, we were the same thing.
We've
been connecting that voice.
The
seal of spirit of wisdom. What get the spirit of the Lord? Help us know those voices.
Written in
Psalms 82:6, that I spoke you, O God,
and
children of the Most High.
Do
you understand who was telling us? Connected with Matthew 10,
32:33.
If you reject, deny Christ, who will introduce you to the Father? But if you believe Christ, he introduced you to the Father. The truth is this. If you deny your mother, they wake up one day, they say you are not born in that family. That's why when Christ comes on the world, John 1:12, he says, all who believe the name Jesus,
give
them right to become children of God. Right from above the heaven,
since
all creations when they had come from him, now you are children of the Most High and you are gods.
So
it comes in the world, it is said, and as it's written in John 1:12, those who believe the name of Jesus,
give
them right become children of God. You know, your mother doesn't give you right to become a child of your father. You can never be.
So
you're old of
80, 120
years, and your mother is still
living,
and they are like 140 years, and they can't say, my son, you are not born in that family.
They
say, mother,
they even
say, I'm not living this home. But when she moves away, you can begin to struggle with such a word.
understand
why we are born in Christ. But all we were like that. All creations you speak of, all us who were their children of God, and we are gods. After being getting from Christ and we manifest, as we shall see the next point, why were we gotten from there as the great heaven? Put us there and they begin to divide us. Each where they put and put them are in the test.
Fight,
go back in the glory of children of God above the heavens. That's why the Bible says in the Romans 8:18 downwards, even creation themselves
have
go back in the glory of children of God. For that's how they were. Even though they know it,
creation,
us who got lost who don't know that, like Muslims, our brethren don't know they were children, the sorcerers,
our brethren
sorcerers, you got lost. Look at the other, they are a child of Mary.
Sorry
over that. You move in darkness of ignorance. You are a child of God, not of Mary. No, we find people and they say,
Mama Maria,
Mother Mary.
Even
the animal knows it more than you, that it's a child of God.
When
you're out there, you say, I abuse you.
they
have not reached the level, call me a man. They say that youthful boy. Let's first read in Romans, you see.
Barumi esule yomunana noli nyiri rekomi no
mwana. Romans 8 from verse 18.
Kubangero kubona abona, okumbiro ebyaka akati, ngate kutuko kwenkanya ankanya nechitiwa, echigendo tubi kuirwa fe.
Kakari uiriza.
Now listen. Creation gotten from above the heavens for reasons we shall be seeing.
Each
was passed in a test they are passing through. Human beings, we give in a body we are in. It's like in the image of God. But still of his troubles. Don't you see that? Now you see that there. But maybe anger of the flesh has begun. You woke up to eat. It was the breakfast dose.
Now
when you reached around 1 noon, and the anger is back. This time you began yawning like that. You know they have said that all the sufferings we pass through
is
not equal to glory be revealed to us. Glory meaning it's there. But it needs to be revealed in our minds. We understand it is there.
Not
the glory to be created, no. The glory to be revealed to us.
For
we are in it and we got out of it. As we understand how we were.
Though
you pass through what you pass in this flesh,
you pass
not equal to the glory you must be getting into that we got from.
For
we are children of God and we are God. What goes far to be God?
You
reach the city of God, Jerusalem, of heaven, in the heavens, which is, you've overcome. You go back in that glory.
This
world, we are in the glory of being the child of God.
Reach
Jerusalem, become into two glories. That's what takes you above the heavens. In the new Jerusalem, the new heavens, found above the heavens. If they say you're God, you get from your life and you create a bird for yourself and you give it time. I want it to live for 3 days and it comes back and my life is restored me. We are there and we create. We create our things there. You know, that level you see, it's interesting to be in it. For only God is the one who was created. The food you eat in Jerusalem, you make it yourself. The food of angels here, you make it yourself. I remember when we were in the world, you ate fish and banana. And you go on streams of living waters. And you make food there. Because we've not reached there. We read with us in the morning, we reached that level. Time that we came here, started at around 10 in the morning. We cannot bring that back. Others were saying, we missed, take us back. You want not to work and be here. And what's gathered in the basket you take, what shall we use in other issues?
Okay,
we shall reach that. But
the glory
to be revealed that we were into. Today we fight be a child of God.
But
to go back in the glory you were into.
Yet,
brother, the Muslim God doesn't have children. Now you move in the darkness, but you can get out of it because the light of the word is lightning for you in the wake or you sleep from that sleep. Let's read we here.
Barumi.
Romans.
Barumi. Romans
8:18.
Kubangera kubonabona kumbiro ebyakakati nga tekutuka okwenkanyankanya n'ekitiibwa ekigendo tubikulirwa ffe. 19. Kubanga okutunuulira ennyo okw'ebitonde kulindira okubikulirwa kw'abaana ba Katonda.
Nti okutunuulira ennyo okw'ebitonde.
The earnest expectation of the creation.
Look,
wait, revealed we are children of God. Just as we were above the heavens. Now those who look, they must be knowing there. They must know who they are. Don't mind when you call that this the dog.
They
make them sleep in dirty structures. And you put them food which is rotten.
For the suffering
they pass through is not equal to the glory they come from, and that they are going into. They knew and they humbled themselves.
Now you from above
the pride you move by was seen within you.
God gave you the
that you failed on it. Don't appear in the situation of the dog they pass them, gave them
to
pass. That what surprises more, they know it, that they are children of God. If works are winded up,
all
pathway will finish.
They
go back in the glory of children of God. That they were into, for they know that. Someone say, I'm looking keenly to this person till they will become rich. You know they are already rich.
And this
earnest expectation of creation awaits revelation of children of God. They themselves know it. Do you know a hen uses look at you like that? Child of God, where they got lost from. Look at them. Look what they do. Children of God, really do that?
Every
born of God overcomes the world. See how the world is going to overcome you. As they see, you enter with the prostitutes.
And
they see child of God.
And
they see your nose became something else.
The
Bible says in Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, creations reached God weary of us. Because indeed, we have darkness of ignorance.
Kakati nebali betugama anti bane muli bana bakatonda.
You say they are children of God.
Bali wali Allah wakbal.
They are Allah wakbal.
Katonda oli munene.
God, your great Allah big.
Na yeto zala.
But you don't give birth.
Now
animals close there. Those they cut on Eid, they say. Now look at these gods. Children of God,
and
they enter in intercessions. And they look to human beings. And they have claimed to understand. And they are in different works wearing them. You know, birds, as you're planting, they are on the tree branches watching you. Look at the child of God. You finish to plow, we shall eat, we will understand. And they begin to laugh and they make their noise. They are smoking, snorkeling you. And you look at them. You feel even jealous. You get stones to stone them to go away. And they fly away and they come back.
People
have big heads. Most say apostles.
Well,
did you see animals do that? Yes. In the journey of heaven, you understand everything.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That's why
to speak with animals is not something hard.
If you
discover that these ones understand,
if there's
a King Solomon, he spoke with animals,
didn't
know how the trick came about.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Based in the Ecclesiastes 1,
it
tells us how creation are wary of us.
It's
man speaks with animals. And they hear what and they tell him they are wary of us. But when, where did they get wary?
You have
to serve people who got lost.
When
you tell them they are lost, they say, we got lost from where?
You
want to bring Waise King on us. We've never gotten lost. Don't we know our home? But which home of yours do you know? There where you sleep, where you lay your
head,
is that your home? But it's not their home in heaven. That's why they don't fight for lands on this world. Have you seen them needing a land title? Insects, all the birds. They know you just use on this world for a little moment. And you go away. But we,
okay,
let's finish Romans.
Romans 8:20. Kubanga bitonde byatekebwa okufugibwa obutaliimu. Si lwa kwagala kwabyo, wabula ku bw'oyo yabifugisa mu kusuubira.
Omanyi olaba ebitonde ebyo.
You see creations.
Kale Katonda bwe twali tuva waggulu.
Now when we're getting from above the heavens,
yasalawo abiteeke mu ngeri gye birimu.
Decided to put them in the way they are in.
Naye baatisiganya n'agamba mumanyi.
But the reason they said, you know what?
Bwe mba musobola okukakana tuuka ku level.
If you can humble to that level,
musuubire.
Expect. I will restore you back in your glory. And they accept it. When they ask of us who came in human beings, will you go as a maggot? Leave me alone. See today, you are short, not equal to a maggot. But you go on God's lot. You saw me in the tall ones. I don't fit in them. What you have to appreciate it.
Creation come
in the system they're in, yet they were children of God.
Didn't
want to come as maggot or hen or insect. Helping these your brethren. Go in that form. Brethren surround us, they are profiting us. Right from the maggot and the others. Creation, you see, was brought it in that form to profiting. Romans 8:28. All things work out for the good. For those who love God.
Katibambi.
Now, when we came from above the heavens,
remember,
us in the four living creatures while above the heavens,
when
packed in the head of the eagle,
they were
meant to come out as birds and insects. And they agreed upon that from above the heavens. Those from the human head, calling the four living creatures. It is you.
You
say, would you release from the head of the eagle? Lion, king of the jungle, don't put me and not come out as an animal. Would you make sleep in the bush?
No.
This when the house became a problem. Now you buy prostitutes, put them in there. There's something wrong which happened. You see things which happened above the heavens.
On
this world, being hard to know how they were. Till God has called us as the nation Uganda. God's final work on planet Earth.
It's
poured anointing of double portion.
This
man to head God's final work.
Moses.
Prophet Elijah Moses. Give us Prophet Elijah.
Give
double portion of anointing. Of call the spirit in the food. The seven spirits of God. And they have been doubled. Every spirit is to be doubled in its working. As the word of God is. God in double portion has taken above heaven and
will
tell us everything there and how it is done, how it happens. After you understand these creations, reach a point you serve with them. You may call them as Moses called them in Egypt. That is
a
double portion you've already understood them.
You've
had a double portion, a single portion. As the Moses had. You flies go in the house of Pharaoh. And they say, Pharaoh's servant, let's go. Let's go torment that sorcerer.
What we head
on, you've never seen it. Have you seen it? Creations of our brethren
has a power it has
in this double portion. They know us. If we to know them. If human beings understand, tell me as a banana, need tomorrow you ripen. And you found tomorrow you've grown by authority of the Spirit. Jesus passes a tree. He
says,
you tree, if I find you without fruits, I'll find you dried up. He found it dried up. It had not brought fruits on itself. Lord, you say that we wait what? Tired of human beings, we can't bear fruits and they eat of us.
Let's
show you what they are. They dried, they have nothing like a fruit. Most say,
when
Jesus speak, get authority to speak a tree to dry up. When
we
went on the fish, he spoke to them, come Peter, want to fish you out. You know, the fish got wary of fishermen. Because of much immorality they act on the sea and the waters. And they ran far from them.
Peter
has to be saved, come and fish you at least this time. One day he said,
go to
the fish you'll first get. You'll fish that one. Get money in it.
Mission
was finished.
Jesus
told you, you fish.
Come
bring coins which fell from the pockets of the fishermen and they fell in water. Now Jonah, he falls in the sea. And they tell the shark, you know what? You take that mad one on the shores. They sent him elsewhere, he goes to another location.
Let me
tell you, see creations. You see them differently. See us things without meaning.
Those who see,
none of them will enter glory of children of God. That we are into above the heavens. But you are going to be failing on that.
But
hardening of your heart retaining knowledge.
You
refuse to humble to the word of God. When
he
says that he's an apostle, maybe he interprets what he wants. What we read, you hear it. I interpret what
you want.
Now what are you speaking? Till you want darkness, yet light is shining.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Let's remember Rome to read.
Let's read in Romans we hear.
Barumi esuliyo munana nolinyirwa bidi mu
Romans 8:21.
Ntira ne bitonde byenyine nabyo biri wewe dembe okuva mu kufugibwa okuvunda okuyingira mu dembe lyekitiibwa ky'abaana ba Katonda.
You hear what happens?
Ebitonde byonna byola mugune
ku. All creation is in heaven and earth.
Emunyenye tozirabeyo.
Don't where is this stars they have served? The stars are the sun they have served. If you see your light shines a little and it blacks, the single light of the word. If you light in 1, 2, 3 months,
it is
the things of truth.
No.
But the sun is lighting the old at long.
Those
ministers waiting to go back to the glory of children of God.
He said,
even creation themselves go back in glory of children of God. Why said they will go back? Because they were in it before.
So mama,
you read very well.
Romans 8:21. Ntira nebitonde byenyini nabyo biri wewe dembo kuva mukufugibwa okuvunda okuyingira mu dembe lye kitibwa kyabana bakatonda
bade mu kitibwa kiri
bakiyingira mu kwanga ba entering it for they were in it
neyo zabana bakatonda babira
bade. But think how the children of God appear.
Olimeruga ama mu Bible mu lugo esule soka
the Bible in Job 1
rumukaga pakore
the verse 6 and 10
abana bakatonda bali bakumba
when the sons of God had gathered.
In
the Job 2 also, in the verse
1 to 10,
the sons of God when they are gathered, here in Hebrews 12, 22 to 23, we will come in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
the
great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God. And those who are sanctified,
and
they don't go back. Go back to Jerusalem. And he said, just as we get out of resurrection, we appear like angels, them two get back like that.
We
say, which we enter into that glory. In Mark 12:5-27. We shall raise up, be like angels.
And
that is the glory of the children of God. The holy angels, how they are. Now, do you see creations? They know very well. They know. We are children of God. Let's work hard. We finish these missions you gave us.
According
to our will, but it's the Lord and we have to believe him.
It,
we have hope we shall get back.
Let's go.
I will not mind being a maggot.
You know,
it's being in the toilet. Let's work for, if you're not down there, to begin to beat up that filth. It can fill up and it troubles human beings on the world. And they all get sick and they die without aligning themselves. You know, you see the ground. Digging and plowing food in it. It must be breathing.
But
you can't breathe when those worms are not in the ground, for they dig holes in the ground.
They dig
a hole from the ground and the ground breathes.
Uh, put
their food and it grows and the tree is breathing growing, even the roots get aeration. If you want to mess up the ground, you get the ground that you trample it to harden it. Even though the rainfall falls and the sunshine shines, the plant will dry for it doesn't breathe. Now the problem which is, brethren, God, you say what? We become what? Birds. You
said,
now you go in the hens. These are ducks. You know birds are many. They are those flying. Now they are home and they see us. Why have you injected me with medicine that I grow fat quick? You want to eat me? You know that you're a child of God? Now you get a hen and you inject it with medicine that it grows fat and it begins to struggle to move. I'm still young, but what you've done to me?
My
brother, what they have done to me? They have tormented me. Now see the problem which is people on the world and those who were there, not many understood those words, but in the new generation God has helped us. Someone find us studying things.
What's
the but? Is this a new gospel? For I had a new generation. They brought their own Bibles and they read now this, or it's the same Bible. The problem, they open in their Bible, it's the same. But you have not known them. Friend, double portion.
It
really appeared on this world. It's what can teach us that. And on the world we've spent many years, as the world has moved, understand things of the animals, insects and the birds, of the creation, okay. And there's even a teacher in the world. Say teaches the word of God. Now he said those creations, they don't have a spirit. I hear it's called inner man. That they don't have a spirit. Now they have the soul. What do you speak then? For Ecclesiastes 3 will capture you. 20 to 21 downwards. That who knows? The spirit of the animal goes to the ground. And that of a human being goes to heaven.
Choose
animals have spirits.
In
a what?
Okay, in a man.
In a man. Me, I don't know you. Me, I hear people speak of you. And they say, you see, animals have no spirit. Now, going back in the glory of God, what will they do about that?
When
you say they have only the soul, when they die, they vanish within the grounds. Now, Romans 8, what will you do about it? And
they
have gone back to the glory of children of God.
No,
you may not go back for your lies, but repent and align yourself. And you align
the,
and you don't be on creation of God to despise them. Those
with
glory of above God in above the heavens, where we all resided before. But in creation of heaven and earth,
they
gave them a mission each to come like that.
And
they didn't come by their will to be like that, but by him who subjected them into that goal.
He released
the program, he said. Let there be animals. Let there be birds and the insects.
He's
the one who brought that plan. Of Genesis chapter 1.
And
they say, okay,
let's
go be like that as you've said. As long as there is hope, we shall get back in our glory.
Now
you come on the world and begin to teach the world.
It has no spirit. They don't have where they go.
They just vanish in the ground. Let me tell you, my brother. You are on your brethren's again. You are rejecting, denying them. Someone said, but now, even the snakes, that is Satan. Snakes is not the Satan. That the golden serpent, it was depreciated. From above heavens, it was a serpent.
Even
what has the seal, olden serpent? Right from above the heavens, he was seen, he had poison which kills.
Come to steal, kill, and destroy.
That word alone, you did know it. Why
is
it called the olden serpent? It is olden. It was seen above the heavens is the one. And it's got to be the human of God. It has become a serpent.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes,
you can become a child of the viper. Children of the vipers. A language of heaven. The serpent is Satan. The children of his, they are fallen angels.
And
if you're birthed there, and you get in from the children of God,
following
devils, they see you as Satan. That happened, brethren. Creations know that. Even usual snakes. I'm no more going to beat a snake. There are things happened in the Genesis. Genesis
3.
After we missed
God,
there is a curse which happened on us. Which traveled us with these our brethren. In the sweat, even our living,
we
gave them new commands. You hunt for that human being forever.
For
food grew once, command it with commands. Begin to grow in months and years.
Now,
commands changed. Before we had seen, had a problem and we were speaking with them. But they bring them to Adam and
he
gives them names.
He
says, you are hen. I am hen.
Thanks
for giving me a name.
You
don't even know what
it
was. Someone said, apostle, there you have for us. Now let's get to
the truth.
How did Adam name the creation
names?
And he named them.
They
say they brought them to him. He gave them names. And they rejoiced. When you name an animal a name, even if it's a hen, it gets its name.
Yes. And you
call it John. It will come. It knows it is the John of that home. If you call others, do you see it coming?
The things you need
to know which happened, and they can still happen. Even
if
they get the name, and they're not on the issue of being a pig, they have a name.
It's the
original Yabona. Yabona. My name, I differentiate it. I was surprised of those things concerning creations.
We
are the same. And we are like angels beyond even above the heavens. Today they have a life they are in, which is amazing. We shall begin from there. We see the way they knew and how they were to know that we are above the heavens.
What
profit on double anointing to know about
it?
We are going to work with them in this anointing. If Pharaoh refuses and we kill for him the nuts. Mm.